You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Welcome back, hoes. It's Lucas.
Guess who we're with
right
now.
Oh, you're supposed to say your name too, Jacob.
I'm Jacob, Lucas's brother, and guess who we're with today. We're with a special woman who has won Nursing of the Year awards all over Nebraska. Say your name right now.
My name's Molly.
Yep, you're going to meet the bros before hoes, the hoe that made them the bros before hoes.
So
yeah. Molly Cruikshank, it's our mother.
What award did you win? I remember you won an award, and I was proud of you.
Did you actually,
7 years old.
Did you actually win a nursing award, Mom?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh, I thought he made that up as a joke.
The Kind and Caring Award.
Okay, can we pause?
Aw, that's so cute. And also, just in case the audio sounds weird, we're recording this inside my mom's car, inside a garage. Wait, are we going to get carbon monoxide poisoning?
No,
wait.
Because the car's not on.
What if we die in the middle of this?
If you're listening to this, don't record a podcast in a garage with if the car's on, because you can die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
And we literally have the garage doors closed, too, so it's even worse.
It just feels stuffy. We're in
and
the very
dark.
Back.
And it's dark outside.
I'm scared that, like, in my mind, we're outside of a Motel 6, and I'm ready for a prostitute or, like, someone from a gang to bang on the window. And, like, what are we going to do when that happens?
And just so you guys know, we already tried recording this whole podcast once, but the audio was messed up. So this is the second chance. So that's why it might seem like we're in a bad mood.
Yeah, it's actually 8 o'clock at night, and our mom had a shift at
the hospital.
ER clinic.
Oh, yeah.
In the operating room.
You care so much about bros before hoes that you already have worked a long-ass shift today, and you're coming in and doing our pod.
You went on a run, too, right?
I walked. I didn't feel like running. I was too tired.
Oh, I went on a walk, too.
Oh,
so how was work today? Did anyone... Oh, you can't really talk about that because that'd be against the rules,
oh,
right?
Oh, I can't
illegal?
Talk about that. It's, you know.
I've always thought about it. Like,
we should say my mom works at in the OR, the operation room.
Yep, I'm a nurse. I perform surgery myself. But yeah, I can't say anything. It's HIPAA, so.
What's
but everything,
HIPAA?
Everything was good today. That health act where you can't say people's names or tell you any stuff about what happened.
It's just like she can't, give away the info of her patients, you know, because otherwise she could come home and say, oh, did you know your old teacher from elementary school got male to female transitional surgery? Like, you can't really, she can't tell information like
By
that.
The way, that did happen to my second grade teacher, Mrs.
Really?
Amanda. I'm joking.
You didn't have a
wait, second. do you guys do transgender surgeries?
Not complete ones.
Actually,
wait,
some
no.
aspects.
What does that mean, not complete ones? Just give them half a, wait, what?
No.
A boob job.
Like if a girl wants to become a man and doesn't want her uterus.
Oh, you cut it out.
Ovaries and stuff to get rid of the hormones. Yeah.
So mom actually has a promo code worldwide. What if mom had a promo code?
For type her in, operation.
Type in Molly 10 and then like someone goes to your house and sews you up or whatever.
So just to clarify, you don't work on like the transgender, you don't actually work on like the genitals?
Yeah, I work on genitals all the time.
No, I mean of transgenders.
No.
Oh, okay. But you do other... She doesn't do transgender genitals, but she does do other genitals?
Oh, yeah. Genitals all the time. They're
so what's the most...
All day today. Yep.
Wait, really? Oh, you can't talk about that. Oh my God, you're going to get sued.
No, I just...
Can I ask a question?
Prepped a lot of genitals, but I did not perform Caitlyn Jenner's surgery. I was not in there.
Can I ask a question that isn't specificating to one person that you did, just an overall to all your people?
Maybe.
Can you answer it?
All for patients?
Maybe.
Oh, like, what does the average genitalia look like?
Boring. They all look the same.
Asexual queen. Wait, is that what you mean?
Your whole life you've been at work, you're always around genitals. Like, you used to deliver babies and you'd be around genitals, and now you're doing surgery on genitals. So,
yeah.
Like, pretty much your whole life, you've always worked with genitals.
They'd literally have to come in with, like, major glitter and have like fireworks coming out for me to be impressed.
Oh, because literally a genital is just a genital to you now, because you've seen it all. It's exactly. Like if you worked at a, if you were the boss at a strip club, it wouldn't even be cool to see strippers anymore because you see strippers every day.
So be like, who cares?
So in kindergarten, when they said like, what do you want to be? Did you just say like penis vagina girl?
No.
Or did you ever envision that you'd be around genitals so much?
No.
But is it ever, not to be rude to any of your like patients, this isn't about anything recent, but if you have you ever like seen genitals and like then you have your lunch break and you're kind of not hungry because the genitals were a little bit awkward?
No.
Oh, really? That's good.
No, because I just don't care.
Blue waffle.
Is blue waffle a real thing?
Like blue waffle is when you have blue fuzz
on your vagine.
No, never seen a blue waffle. Nope.
Has anyone ever had their genitals pierced?
Oh, yeah. When I worked labor and delivery, yeah.
Are you a fan of it?
No.
Oh, that's good to know. All the hoes wanted to know.
So if I told you that I had a pierced penis, you would say no?
I would say no if you already had one.
Like, would you say take it off?
Okay, Jacob, tell her.
I'd be a little bit...
Mom,
like,
look down.
Shut up. No, I'd be a little like, ew, but... because I know why you have it.
But yeah, if you guys don't know about me and Jacob, we're actually one of eight kids. So our mom, she's the mother of all eight kids.
And they were all out of her stomach / yeah.
Oh yeah, did we all come out of the vagina or any of us C-section?
All of you came out of the vagina.
Okay, you should be proud of that. You're a elastic person.
Oh my God, that's crazy. You've raised eight people though, and you're always wanting new pets. Because I always tell people that whenever people find out that I'm one of eight kids, I feel like they always envision that we're like the Duggars or like some weird. We're like a religious cult. And I just say like, oh no, my mom just likes collecting and hoarding living things. Even after you had all your kids, now you just hoard pets.
Not as bad as I used to though.
Yeah. So why? You're just really into raising things.
Yeah. I just like animals and people.
Oh my gosh. She always wants a new pet, but then all of the kids have to talk her out of it.
Oh, yeah. They get really mad and say, like, I'm a terrible pet owner. Stephanie tells me, you can't do that to another animal.
I think the kids sound like horrible people now.
And, gosh, I'm a really good pet owner.
Oh, my gosh. If we want to go real deep, I remember when you were pregnant with Ethan, the older kids were mad at you because they were like, another kid? Remember?
Yeah.
Because we were embarrassed because at school people were always like, I remember at school, people were like, your parents must really like each other. And it's like, ew.
Oh, yeah. People used to always say, they're on each other like jackrabbits,
no,
right?
No, you guys.
And it's like, I don't know what that means. I'm in second grade.
No, you guys used to think we were going to get like a cargo van, like a pedophile van to take you guys around.
Oh, something. I have a question.
Why did the lights just go off?
Oh, my God. Why aren't you said pedophile? The lights turned off.
I can't believe.
It did. They did.
Wait.
The lights went off right when I said pedophile.
Okay. That's so creepy. Oh, my. And those windows.
That's okay. We're okay.
But, yeah. Our mom has raised many a person. And you had your first kid at, what was it, 16?
No.
13.
I just turned 19.
But oh, that so you, was, were, you were a teen mom then still.
Yeah. And that was just a one-night stand with the first guy.
That's
some of the other ones were with two nightstands. I'm joking. It was all one guy.
Oh, yeah, people, she's only ever all they're all from the same dad, as far as we know.
Yeah, I remember in second grade, people used to say like, "So are they all from the same dad?" And then I remember like just thinking like, "I don't get it."
Oh, you didn't understand that like some people have different dads and stuff.
Yeah, and then this doesn't have anything to do with it. But remember when someone said, "Oh, your dad works at Come and Go."
Oh, my dad worked at this one company that sounded like the same name as a gas station in our town. So a lot of people thought my dad worked at a gas station, which if your dad works at a gas station, go him.
Yeah.
I love honey buns. I haven't had them in so long, though.
They are good.
Microwavable?
I used to get them from Walmart. I used to get them from Walmart from the...
A dessert? A Little Debbie?
No, from the snack place. They had a
Deli?
Snack place. They had a snack shop back in the day, and they had the best honey buns, and they'd heat them up.
In the plastic?
Yeah, they did.
Wait, they did?
That was back in the
90s. I was joking. You're joking, right?
No, I'm for real.
I wasn't alive in the 90s, so this doesn't have anything to do with
like
me.
Like Maria, Stephanie, and
Lucas?
Emily. Lucas would have had it when he was little, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm so jealous of everyone, because you guys are like, born in the 90s, so you guys can say, yeah, I remember my Polly Pocket. But all I can say, oh, I remember playing, watching Zoella do the gift bag haul, but no one, that's...
Oh, yeah. Zoella do the gift... So you didn't watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with us every
morning? I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, you did. In the morning before school, we watched it all the time.
That was before I was born.
No, it wasn't.
Or I was, like, locked in a cage somewhere, because I don't remember that.
One time, I had to go pee, and one of our sisters put a laundry basket over me, and I made a big yellow stain.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, okay. Back to mom being a teen mom. So what, did you plan to be a teen mom?
No.
Well, I didn't know if you were like, because Kylie Jenner, like, she's like, oh, I've always wanted to be a mommy. And all of her friends were like, even when she was 15, she wanted to get pregnant. So were you trying, did you try to like trap dad by having a baby?
No.
Just admit it.
No, he trapped me by having a baby.
Wait, what happened when you found out you were pregnant? Were you like, oh my gosh, yes, sir?
Oh, I was scared. So scared.
So did you guys take birth control? I'm confused. I've never learned this.
Oh yeah, how did you get pregnant? Did you just never use birth control or what? Or was it the first time you had sex?
Or did dad secretly poke something in the condom? I'm joking. No.
I just got pregnant.
But were you on the pill?
No.
Oh.
Because I was a good Catholic girl, so no.
Well, I guess that's advice if you're out there. If you're out there, the reason why she got pregnant is because she wasn't on the pill.
Yeah.
So if you're out there.
Okay, do you want to know a really funny story? I was...
You.
I don't know if we want to hear it. We're talking about sexual stuff.
You can tell Pornhub.
Okay, anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to hear it.
No, tell us.
Oh, I had just gone to the doctor because I was 18 by myself in a different town, not my hometown, and gotten the pill, and they said, take it after you get your next period. And I never got my next period.
So you were about to get the pill, like you psychically knew that.
And
you
I
had
was pregnant.
To... Wait, how come you said because you were Catholic? It's against Catholic to take the pill?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Can you use a condom if you're Catholic?
Nope, you're not supposed to use anything. You're supposed to just use that rhythm method.
And then, just so you guys know, after my mom found out she was pregnant, fast forward 3 days, she was forced into a marriage.
6 days.
Oh my gosh! That's did you
want to get forced?
But didn't you have to get married because grandma wanted the town to think that you got married then?
No, it was either we'd get married right away, or if dad didn't have insurance for me, we didn't. But he did his place to I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were got married because you wanted the town to think you got married and then got pregnant on your wedding night.
No.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so cute.
Then you guys went to Hanui Dolly Zoo, right?
Yep. Best zoo in the world.
Wait, so is your wedding good then? Because you only had 6 days to plan it.
Yeah.
Even my sisters weren't even at my wedding.
What?
Why didn't they come home because it was too short of notice? Boom. Wait. It was just boom. We got married.
Wait, so what was
And
the
it was
food?
In the middle of the week. We just went out to eat at a...
Oh, Matador.
At a restaurant.
Did you even have a wedding cake?
I don't know.
Did anyone do, like, toasts?
No.
This might be personal, but how much did the wedding cost?
Like, Grandma and Grandpa paid for it. I know it didn't cost a lot. It probably cost $100.
Wait, how does this work?
And that was mainly probably the food that we went out to eat.
Was your wedding a good memory?
No.
Because I remember one time when I was younger, I think it was before one of our sister's wedding. It was the day before. And I said, what did you do before your wedding? And you said, cry. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, the night before I was crying because I'd never been away from home. I was scared.
Oh my God.
That's what's so crazy.
This sounds crazy. Like, you honestly should have had a reality show back then.
Yeah, you should have been on MTV.
Wait, why don't you write a fictional book about this?
A factual
about
book?
A fictional book.
Like, no. So many people could write the same book.
No one's story is the same as yours.
Mom, don't undo grief.
Oh, you could call
like
it
that.
The Catholic Girl Diaries. I would actually read that.
Oh my gosh. And the cover can be like... Oh, no, I was going to say like a girl with her legs spread, but that's not even...
No, but it could be like a good old fictional story about a Catholic girl, innocent, and then she gets pregnant and how her Catholic family deals with it.
Wait, you need a... It can either be a book or a shitty YouTube series. Like, you can put on a wig and act like you're a little girl.
Oh my God, let's try to pitch this on YouTube, Brad.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny.
Like I said the other day in the other podcast we did, that to preface this... Preface? How do you say that word?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a one-night stand. I had dated dad since ninth grade.
Yeah, I read her Yale book, and all of the questions were like, who's my best friend? Dave's house. No. What's my favorite person? David. And somehow...
So what do you want to be when you grow up? Married to David.
I know, and somehow...
Oh my gosh,
when
you're obsessed with that.
You could like, you could like read it in a sexual voice. Somehow, like, mom made it that when you read it, like,
were there wing faces by Dave?
Wings?
Dave is our dad, by the way.
Yeah.
But so you did anyone expect you to be the pregnant girl?
Or
did...
Never. I was the good girl. I was the good
girl. So you were like the innocent girl, and then like, yep. So that'd be crazy in high school, like the most innocent Catholic girl, and everyone was like, you heard she got preg.
Yeah, and I was like voted most likely to succeed, have some great job.
Well, you still succeeded.
Yeah, I did. I succeeded great. But you still back succeeded. Then I felt like a failure.
Oh, so, little back then, you thought you were a failure, but little did you know, 40 years in the future, you'd be in the back of a Ford Explorer at 9 p.m. at night in a stuffy car filming a podcast
with your...
The biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, the biggest podcast in the world.
I know.
Can you picture if someone, when you were 13, showed you that this would be happening and you didn't know who we were, would you think that we were kidnapping you?
No, I think it was just a joke.
Also, were you the only person pregnant in your grade, or was it different back then?
No, but was like I was out of high school. It was the year after.
Was
high
it
school.
1 year? But had you already done freshman year of college?
I was in my freshman year of college.
Oh, what time of the year was this?
It would have been spring. We got married.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. And didn't you say if you didn't get pregnant, weren't you going to become a famous singer in Nashville?
Oh my gosh, tell us.
Not a country singer. I was just going to go to Nashville because my brother was in med school there and it was just a good place to get started and I wanted to try.
So would you rather be a big pop star right now or have all these kids?
Have all these kids and be happy.
Aw, she chose us over fame and fortune.
So you'd rather be doing this than being naked in Morocco. That's
yeah. Right now you could be. Right now you could be motorboating someone at the Playboy Mansion.
Ew.
Oh my gosh! Can you? I wish.
Gross.
But you have to. You're only what, 52?
Uh-huh.
So you still have time to be a pop star.
No, that's okay.
I know. I believe that in the right now where there can be a pop star that's 50. And
okay, if I went on Twitter and it said 52-year-old pop star Molly Cruikshank's debut single, I'd click on that so fast.
The only thing, so I think it could succeed, but you just would obviously, I think we can all agree, you have to invest in a BBL Brazilian butt lift, right?
Oh, wait, somebody just walked into the garage.
The pedophile. I'm joking, that's not a pedophile. I just thought, because you know how he mentioned it.
That's creepy. That
I'm joking, it just is someone in our family.
Doors and stuff. Okay, so...
So you, wait, you said you think mom could have a good career if she got a Brazilian butt lift?
No.
Which is where they suck fat out of other parts of your body and shove it into your butt?
No, like, I mean that... Or, like, anyone's fat. I just think that big butts are in. And do you agree, or...?
Well, I mean, I know they're in, but I don't like them.
Okay.
Our dad's walking up to the car. Do you want anything? What?
I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Have fun.
Is he gonna give me a hug goodbye?
Oh yeah, I have to give him a hug goodbye because we're
leaving. Oh, but you can go in there and wake him up when we're done.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's keep.
Oh yeah,
this
I'm flying back to LA tomorrow, so my dad wanted to know if we had to hug now or hug
good
later.
Good night.
Yeah. So they pinky kissed.
Yep, that was the guy who you guys got teenage pregnancy with. I don't know. Did you watch the Kardashians last week where Kris Jenner gave one of her friends, she gifted them a facelift? So if right now a genie in a bottle said, you can get one plastic surgery, we can all answer. You can get one plastic surgery, no recovery time, a facelift, tit lift, butt lift, anything you want. Nose job, ear job. Lip injections, and what would you pick?
Let me tell you that Christina Aguilera is popping out of the bottle. So, like, obviously, you're like, it's real.
You weren't even alive for that song.
I know. I wasn't alive, but I do listen to it in the car when I'm drinking coffee. So, calm down, everyone.
So, if you had, and there's not, you can't say, oh, I love myself. I wouldn't pick anything. You have to pick something.
Facelift. Facelift.
You do a facelift?
Yeah, I'd really want a tit lift, too, but I want a facelift.
Wait, so is that when you pull your face back?
No, when to get rid of the wrinkles, you pull my face. Yeah, if we just duct tape my face back in my neck.
Oh, I would just be so scared for the recovery of that, because have you ever seen the recovery? It looks so scary.
You could either do that or do half and half, so a shitty facelift and a shitty boob job, or would you only get one done?
Just one. Maybe, how about if I can get some Botox, a lot of Botox, hella lot of Botox in my face.
I'm scared.
A tit lift.
Oh, so you actually, I thought you'd say, oh, I'm Catholic, so I don't want to change
my body. I'm not Catholic anymore.
And I thought you'd say, love my body.
We're pretending I'm still Catholic. Sorry.
All right, Jacob, what would you do?
I actually don't. I would never get a Brazilian butt lift because how do you wipe?
But, oh, yeah. Like, if you get a Kim Kardashian butt, how do you wipe? The sad thing is we've already talked about this on the podcast.
How do you even sit on the toilet?
I actually think that she has, I've said this, but she has someone, she uses a baby wipe for everyone, and I don't know how she doesn't clog the toilet. I know it, and I'm scared.
But are you saying you get a
BBL? How does it not get stuck in there? Corny, like, when she's pushing it out, it just stays in there.
I think the only thing I would do, the only thing I do is, like, get those plates in my stomach so I'd always have abs.
Wait, that's a thing?
That's a thing that they did on Batch, the ETV show, and I'd 100% do that. I don't know how it works, but it sounds scary, but if someone gave me enough money to do it and said you have to use it, I'd 100%.
Just to always have abs.
Or I do unlimited acne treatments. Does that count?
Yeah, I'd get a nose job.
Why?
Just for fun. Okay, you said why to me, but how come when Jacob said he wanted abs, you didn't say why?
I don't think that's fun.
Because that's not, like, doable. The like, nobody does that. But a nose job,
the other funny dude is that I thought it was so funny how it was like a Disney movie. Like, we love you. But, like,
I know, you're supposed to say, you don't need it. It's like, this is a game.
I know, like, we all
Well, that's
know.
What I said.
Okay,
why?
Surprise. This is actually sponsored by Dr. 90210, and we're all going to get these procedures.
Oh my God! Mom. Wait, is he still around? Ray?
I don't know.
Dr. Ray?
Dr. Ray 90210.
Dr. Ray.
Follow Dr. Miami on Snapchat. His Snapchats are so brutal. It shows him sighing asses.
Dr. Dubrow.
Oh, Dr. Dubrow and Heather Dubrow.
Yeah. I'd want Dr. Dubrow or Dr. Ray. I think Dr. Dubrow I'd rather.
Or Dr. Nassif.
No, I don't. That's scary. No, he reminds me of like a creepy scientist, you know?
Yeah, I'd also want to get lip injections just to try it.
Why?
The funny thing is that a couple of days ago...
The awkward pause. Okay, new subject.
A couple of days ago, talking about lip injections, we were watching a video called, like, Celebrities' Worst Lip Injections.
It's so sad because, yeah, in our YouTube recommended, it was known as YouTubers' Worst Lip Injections.
Oh, yeah. So,
YouTubers?
It's sad
well,
that...
so many... Literally, everyone has lip injections now.
I feel like YouTube's turning into the new plastic surgery hub.
If Kylie Jenner gets something done... Next week, every YouTuber will have
Because obviously Kylie
obviously
Jenner
she's
is
had
a...
everything done.
You know
and
what?
What's her name? Rinna.
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna sometimes has.
I actually can't hate on Lisa Rinna because I love her.
Oh, wait, are those fake lips?
Yes, but I really like her, so I don't want to say anything. But yeah, there's been a couple
times. You remind me of Lisa Rinna.
I always tell Jacob when we watch her, like, her and I would be good friends. I think I could
they
hang
even
out.
Have the same hair.
I know.
No,
I think
I could hang out with Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, I think you guys have, like, the same personality. Well, you just, like, you hide the shadiness. So, like, when you're with your work friends or whatever you do with friends, you don't show it. But then after, you might be like, you know, like, Amanda, her eyeliner was off or whatever, you know?
Wait, okay.
Isn't that what Lisa Rinna does?
Why don't you say a different person? Because my boss's name is Amanda.
Oh, okay.
And he made that up.
Should we cut this out?
Also, I never heard him make fun of anyone at work.
Wait, what?
Just kidding.
No, a couple weeks ago, I came home really bitching about someone at work saying I wanted to slap
them
across
the face.
Wait,
should we cut
this out? Wait, no. What?
No.
What if they listen?
Because I'm not going to say it. But anyway, I was over. It was fine the next day. But I never said anything at work or anything. But, I was just pissed off. But never said a word.
Like, what'd they do?
Nothing. They were just
sort of
making
fun
of
me.
Annoying me.
Oh, yeah.
They were going a little overboard.
You know what? Now, me and Lucas are giving you a privilege right here. Because now that you're on... No one can make fun of you because you can say, you know what? I was on number one iTunes podcast. Bose before hoes, even though. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're sort of like Lisa Rinna because she made her kids be models and you made us be models.
I never wanted to do this, but now I'm in the back of a truck tied down.
And the sad thing is that before YouTube or anything, me and my sister Stephanie did try to become models.
Yeah, found some of the pictures the other day, and they're hilarious.
Those are
we
so funny.
We tried to join an Omaha, Nebraska modeling agency.
Wait, but not even done to be funny, but what if that model agency probably just, like, take advantage of everyone and be like, we're doing this, but they actually just steal all of your money?
Yeah, because I don't
probably.
Know, what were the modeling, it probably was all a scam.
Oh, maybe, who knows, like, you could be the model for, like, and for like Hy-Vee meat. This is meat and it's good.
But I remember until I was like 10 years old, I did used to think I was so good looking because mom always made us delusional. Because remember one time I showed her a class photo and she said, you're the cutest guy in your whole class. So I just grew up thinking I was the hottest person.
Oh my gosh, that is funny to think about.
Were the cutest.
And then when I was 10 years old, I realized, oh, I guess I'm not the hottest.
I feel like that's what happens because I looked at my old DSI and there was a couple photos where I questioned myself and I was like, wait, did I send this to a sugar daddy when I was 3? But then I realized that, like, when you're 10 years old, you actually start to realize that, oh, I'm not, like, Charlie Sheen.
Well, let's hope not.
All right, so let's get to the first hot topic of Rose 20 Before 20 minutes hoes. In. That was the intro. The first hot topic that all of the hoes want to know. By the way, just a little advert, you can email us at lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com to email us topics or just anything you want us to talk about in the podcast.
Okay. There was one funny one that we can read during this podcast.
Should oh, wait.
We?
People have you emailed yeah, it? People really do listen to this?
I actually have
this?
It, Jacob. I can pull it up, so you don't have to go.
Okay, perfect.
Wait. People do listen to this? You've gotten an email.
I mean, I think so, unless, like, literally one guy is creating multiple accounts.
Jacob sent some emails, and you sent some emails, and...
That's what I was thinking. Like, I kind of had a theory that, like, Lucas made up one fake email and wasn't ever going to tell me. Like, but, yes, people do watch this. I know you're skeptical, but
how many emails
real.
Have you gotten,
I know,
two?
We even have so many reviews, and I thought they were fake, but apparently people are... Oh, we actually have gotten,
are
like, a bunch
reviews?
Of... A lot of the emails just say, oh, we love the podcast, but some people are actually telling us stories they want us
like
to talk
long
about.
Like, long-ass stories, and we... Yeah, so...
Wait,
honestly,
should I actually just read this story right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, just read it right now. I
okay, this
it.
Is from... We won't say her name, but she said, can you guys talk about the situation I have? Because she thought we'd be able to relate to this. Said,
I
basically, I have to pick up my sister from school every Friday, and I went to pick her up, but I was going to be early, so I hid in the woods next to the school for 20 minutes with a bunch of cars going next to me and people looking at me, just because I wanted to avoid having to talk to someone at the school. Okay, so you think I'm weird. I just didn't want the awkward situation of getting there early. And she said she's actually sending this email from being in the woods. So she said that she thought we'd be able to relate to this because she... didn't want to be awkward so bad that she hid in the woods because she don't have to talk to
oh
people.
Oh my gosh, why would you hide in the woods? I used to have to go to pick up you guys from school early because the line's so long. And I'd just play solitaire on my phone and I would make no contact. No eye contact with anybody.
I was confused about this story because when you're in, I feel like when I'm in the car, I don't feel like I have to talk to people. You know what I mean? Like if I was in the parking lot, I wouldn't even worry about someone talking to me.
Oh yeah, so when I read this email, I assumed that she... lived close to the school and she walked him home.
Oh.
That's what, so, honestly,
you have to walk to the school?
I
totally
can
get it.
Totally understand that. And I actually can understand feeling awkward in the car because sometimes when I'm like driving at a stop sign and then like you look over and then it's like someone your age, you just feel awkward. And also,
I never look over because I'm scared they'll shoot me.
What? Oh my gosh, you're paranoid.
Paranoid ass.
What the fuck?
I never look at the person next to me because I'm scared to shoot.
Wait, you literally drive in fear that you're gonna get shot?
Okay.
At a stoplight?
Wait, I'm just picturing mom turning her head and she thinks someone's pointing a gun at you. That's illegal.
Oh my god, I didn't know all this time whenever you drive somewhere, you're literally shaking thinking that you're gonna get
okay,
shot.
Okay, now I know why we are such... You don't ever tell us this stuff, so now I know why we are... such awkward asses because when I get to school, I'll admit it, I get there 5 minutes early for no reason. And me and my brother wait in the car and we plan when to leave. And yeah, and when we walk in, one day it was so awkward because we walked in, there was a guy with crutches, and I obviously have enough social code, whatever the fuck
courtesy.
It's called.
Courtesy.
Yeah, courtesy to obviously open the door for him. But our little brother spun in front of him and he almost kind of tripped. I'm not even joking. And it was so awkward because like he was my brother and I felt like it was me doing it, but he didn't say anything. He didn't get mad.
Did
so.
You tell Ethan that was me?
Yeah, and he just laughed.
You said, oh, if someone
did.
Has crutches, you probably shouldn't knock them over.
So can you relate to it,
I actually can because now that I think about it, I went to high school the same time as Allie and Kayla, my two little sisters, and they always wanted to get there early for some reason. So I would drop them off early, then drive around for 20 minutes. So I'm like, I'm not going to go in the school early because I only had like two friends. So I was like, oh, what if they aren't there yet, you know?
But see, it sucks for me now because I want to sit in the car when I get to work, but I have to go in if I want to get paid because you have to
clock in.
Time, yeah, you got to clock in.
Or sometimes you get to work and you don't even want to go inside.
Yeah.
No, you want to sit in the car. Is that what you mean?
Oh, because you get there early, you mean?
Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, I want to clock in.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
are there any awkward situations being at a? Because I never have had like a real job yet. Because luckily I've been lucky enough to be like an actor and stuff. But like, what is there any awkward situations?
Yeah,
in the
like
workplace?
Is there ever a time where you're in the middle of a tit lift cutting open the actual
or just
whatever,
like, or even just at lunch? Like at lunch, is it ever just like Mean Girls?
I'm sort of. Oh my god! 2 weeks ago on October 3rd, you know that's Mean Girls Day.
Yeah,
yeah. Bitch
okay,
real pink.
Some. some girl asked if she could sit with us. She says this, and I was like, are you wearing pink today? I was like, it's Wednesday.
Wait, are you the Regina George of the plastic surgery no, office?
I said, it's Wednesday. We only wear pink.
Wait, do you even look at a plastic?
She's like, I think I have pink on my underwear. And I was like, okay.
Okay, wait, be honest. At work, are there popular kids? Just admit it.
Yes, but since
there are still popular kids at work.
Yeah, since I'm old, 50. Though, I try to not have lunch when anyone else does, and I sort of sit by myself. I don't, there's this one table that's the popular table.
What? Who are
and
they?
I try not to sit there. Well, it's just whoever sits there. But so I just like, try. And I don't want my back to anyone, so I don't want to sit.
What, you think someone's gonna like bully
in the middle?
What, do you think someone's gonna push your head into your
facing
food?
Facing everyone.
Oh my gosh, you
no,
eat
I'm
in the
just
style.
Really
just
awkward.
Admit it.
I'm just awkward.
I always thought you weren't awkward though, because you seem so outgoing.
No, I know. I'm that's awkward. What's so weird is that at home you're like, oh my gosh, make the cookies, everyone. We're making cookies. We're making cookies with all y'all.
And I also have some weird, like I park on the same side of the parking lot. I won't park on the other side, even if there's a spot.
Why?
And when I'm walking
why is one side popular parking lot or something?
No, I'm just figured my day will be bad. And then I
oh,
get
I have
I get a mask
like that
to go into the room. I get the mask on the right side, never on the left.
So you so you go around the world being paranoid of being shot, and you have OCD.
Superstitious OCD. I also can relate to that story on another level because the awkward story. Because sometimes at lunch, like it's the same with mom, is that sometimes so I can leave for lunch, and then sometimes I just like sit in my car during lunch. And then I eat something after school.
Wait, you're literally Caddy Heron in the stall?
No, but I sit in my car, so it's better.
Wow, why is our whole family awkward?
Is everyone like this?
But we act like we're also outgoing.
I know.
No, but actually, Stephanie isn't awkward because Stephanie's job as a hairdresser, which the whole thing is social
I know,
interaction.
But she never goes anywhere.
I was so which jealous of Stephanie today. We were on a walk.
Yeah, she's like a therapist.
And I was so jealous of Stephanie. She saw one of her clients, and if this was me, I would have ducked down, ordered an Uber guy to wait so I could hide. But she said, hey, what's up, Karen? How are you doing? And that's when I was like, why can't I do that?
I actually saw that. Whenever we're with Jacob and he sees like a friend from school, he always acts like we have to leave. It's like, wait, are you embarrassed? That like, it's like, we're not even doing anything embarrassing. Like, you're allowed to go to the store.
He used to go to the store with me all the time, but now he says too many of his friends work there.
No.
It's like, why? Is it embarrassing to go to the store?
Wait, because wouldn't it be awkward if they'll, since like you're a YouTuber/actor, like what if a bunch of these actors walked at Ralph's where you live? It'd be awkward walking in.
Oh, go there and ask to collab with them.
No, but you can't do that at school.
Oh.
Okay.
It's okay. You're just
so fine. How would you feel if there was a bunch of nurses walking?
Oh, yeah. If you knew people at your work were at Hy-Vee, would you feel awkward, Mom?
Would you feel awkward or was that just me?
No, but the only thing I'd feel awkward about is that I'm, you know, look like shit.
I don't ever feel awkward about looking like shit, but maybe that's just because I'm a boy.
But
I don't
girl,
either because I always do.
The girl who sent that email, we can relate to your awkwardness clearly from listening to this.
Is there any other good ones? Or?
Well, this was just a question that a lot of people wanted to know. If you had to pick, what Jonas Brother would you have an intense makeout session with?
Oh.
Circa 2008 or now?
Do you want to go back to when they were minors? You're disgusting.
I'm laughing because you guys literally did line for line about what we did for the other one.
We did that exact same question in the old podcast, and I literally did try to recreate that joke.
And I did too.
No, but the thing is,
I said the exact same thing.
It didn't work this time.
But
like when I said,
I laughed in my head.
In the other podcast, when I said, you want to go back to when their minors, we all laughed, but this time it just, the joke kind of,
I was like, ha ha.
It kind of flopped.
Okay, well, in 2008, it would have been Joe. Today, Nick, obviously. Never Kevin. And that's exactly what I said the other day. Hasn't changed.
Oh my God, now we're telling them we've already talked about some of this.
Wait, so yours was Nick?
Well, we talk about this stuff every day.
Wait, so
in real life, don't we?
Honestly, wait, but you have to answer now.
Oh my gosh. I think I'd pick Kevin just because, like,
ew.
You wouldn't have to feel any sort of competition if you were dating him. Because, like, obviously, like.
That's true.
Wait, I thought this was just a kiss. This is dating now?
Oh, for just an intense
like
makeup session.
Like stealing their wives?
But
probably
no, yeah, he's
probably
married.
Papa Jonas, the dad. Because if I did an intense makeup session, maybe he would sign me to Jonas Brother Records.
Okay, but I think he just declared bankruptcy.
Really?
Just
I feel like
recently.
you say every whenever
no,
I mention whenever I mention any celebrity from like 10 years ago, she always says,
no,
they just
Google
declared
it.
Bankruptcy.
No, Google it.
My mom's pulling out a phone finding bankruptcy.com.
They're broke? But what about SOS? I still stream that every day.
Okay,
what's
you know,
that?
Yeah. I stream it every day, and they should be making at least a cent from that shit.
I literally made a YouTube video about why the Jonas Brothers music is still iconic.
Did they claim it? You should give them the money.
The Jonas Brothers dad's company files for bankruptcy.
Oh, the company.
Oh my gosh, Mom, you did.
9/1/2018. So see, I know my shit.
So turns out I don't want to get signed to his record label because it's
as children continue to flourish.
Wait, children?
But so he personally, obviously, probably is still fine. Just his company went bankrupt.
Yeah, his construction and real estate company.
So this one might
heck if I know.
This one might be a controversial question. You guys can just say we aren't putting this in. But would you guys rather make out just one kiss with Jake Paul or Logan Paul? You guys can just answer no.
But how's that controversial?
Because neither. I know that obviously
neither.
Everyone hates
I really
them.
Don't like them at all.
Wait, you have to pick, Mom.
No, they're both sort of narcissistic, egocentric.
So you'd have kissed them on that.
But that being said, have you ever watched one of their videos or are you just going off of headlines?
Yeah.
You have? Which one?
I watched the really creepy one that everyone got.
I've actually never seen that infamous video.
Yeah.
Of the dead body.
Well, I'll still answer it.
I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw 10 seconds. Okay?
I think I would make out with Jake because he just seems like he might be a little bit nicer.
Yeah, Logan scares me.
They both scare me.
Well, I guess like obviously if they said, oh, I'm coming over tonight, I'd be okay with it.
Can you please put me on your YouTube video?
I know. That's what's funny is that I say they're scary, but then when they say, oh, do you want to collab? I'm like, okay.
Well, they probably won't say that.
I've actually seen them at a movie premiere before, like years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember Logan Paul was wearing this really like over the top jacket. Like it had wings on it, kind of. Like it had like all these strands and stuff, but it seemed nice. I mean, they just watched the movie. They didn't do any pranks or anything. Like do some crazy like
those put an ale home to your head or like take off your pants in the middle of the
okay
movie.
Is anyone else starting to get a little bit sweaty?
My feet are sweaty. Do you want to feel them?
I'm not. Those are your hands.
Oh, same thing.
Ew.
Is there any art if you guys want to know another fun fact about our mom? She's really, besides hoarding living things, she's really into celebrity gossip.
Yeah, like just tell us how this started.
For as long as I remember, how did this start? I don't know.
Way back. I don't know.
Like, did you used to read the tabloids in, like, the 80s?
Yeah, but not a lot. Not.
I think it started with
much.
Perez Hilton.
There was
Hilton.
Only, like, Teen Beat. Yeah, Perez Hilton got me majorly into,
So now, what are
you? But then I always got People Magazine before internet.
Oh, yeah, because I said, that's another thing I said in one of my YouTube videos. By the way, subscribe and watch my videos. I said that you literally got the People Magazine of Lance Bass coming out.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. I remember you getting that magazine.
Well, that's because I got the magazine every single week. And then after we read it, I took it to work so they could all read it.
Hey, answer honestly. When you
found out. But now, now if you get People Magazine, I don't get it because it's all old news. It's all stuff I saw.
Oh, yeah, because the internet's so fast. Like, it keeps up with stuff.
Yeah.
We were watching paparazzi videos last night. Those are instant.
I thought we were watching paparazzi videos Sunday night.
Just as a backstory.
Oh, we're recreating.
Just because the backstory. It's because we got my mom an Apple TV because she just moved into a new house.
AKA, so, you got it for yourself for when you visit over.
So on YouTube, there's a funny YouTube channel called The Hollywood Fix. That's just a bunch of paparazzi videos. Me and Jacob got paparazzi by them one time because we planned it for a video. But we were showing my mom it, so yeah. We weren't just watching... That sounds so creepy if you just say we were watching paparazzi.
Yeah, that does. I have another question.
But it was very obvious that you have to just go to that one steakhouse.
Oh, Craig's?
Yeah, and they'll paparazzi.
They paparazzi us. Yeah. We got to pick the location where we got paparazzi.
I know. Thank you to Hollywood Fix. I'll pay you back one day, but
Because Jacob messaged them as a joke, and they were like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, where do you want to meet? We'll paparazzi you guys.
And I was just talk about it. It was awkward.
If you want it, that's another video you guys should watch. Look up Lucas and Jacob Hollywood Fix because it is so. We planned the whole entire thing. We tried to make scandals.
Yeah, because my goal was to make it go viral, like two kids that aren't famous, but it didn't happen. But still, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, we literally, it was at Wigs Today, which is a wig shop I live by.
I know. And he literally put at Wigs Today in the title, and I was like, go you. Like, you literally don't.
But it was so funny. He shot the paparazzi video, and then literally he was like, all right, see you guys, and he left. Like, it was so quick.
Yeah, he must just be doing stuff out of it. That must be, like, such a weird...
Oh, my God. Now that I think about it, now that we have that contact, I should be using that more often when I want attention.
Yeah. I know. I literally have a contact in my phone called The Paparazzi. So, Lucas, if I can send it to you, and you can walk out of your apartment.
Oh, my God. Next time I want attention, I'm going to go outside shirtless.
I need to do it all the time.
I don't know if we can mention this. But we know how he said that paparazzi like try to annoy Justin Bieber so he comes out of his house.
Oh yeah, because we were talking about we did talk briefly to the paparazzi afterwards. We're like, oh, thank you for doing this or whatever. It sounds so pathetic.
I know that's what we literally said. We had to say thank you.
Like, do you think Selena Gomez is like, thank you guys for coming after she gets paparazzi? But we were like, thank you so much for coming out and doing this paparazzi. But then we were like, what are you doing for the rest of it? And he's like, oh, actually, I have to leave because.
Poking at Justin Bieber's Lamborghini.
He said some of his paparazzi friends were messing with Justin's car outside of his house to annoy him to come out of the house.
Oh yeah, I told you. So they have to. Wouldn't that be so annoying? Have people poking at things?
Yeah, because they said Justin hadn't came outside, and they were like, "Well, how do we get him out? I guess we have to start poking at all of his cars."
Well, wait, when was that? July? Oh no, that was before. So that was right when he was breaking up with Selena and getting back.
Oh, that's probably why they wanted the thing. I guess.
The thing that I don't understand about Justin Bieber. He's always at these paparazzi places, but I don't get, why doesn't he live in a gated community and Postmates everything? I always, like...
That's what I don't
but
get.
But maybe likes being paparazzi.
Like that, yeah.
He, like, secretly does.
And like you said, I'm sure Selena doesn't say thank you, but her representatives right there say thank you for coming.
I think they're at the point where they don't have to DM the Hollywood Fix and say, can you meet us at Wigs today?
I don't think they're at the point of being in your living room with things over you and being kind of stressed.
I don't know.
I think they might get it. They probably do get addicted to it. Because you know how they pretend that they hate it? I bet you if it all went away, they'd obviously be so sad.
I know. There was a time
with Selena not being with Justin, now she's getting to that point.
Where she's going to have to DM them?
Yeah.
But like I can honestly understand. Because after that, sometimes when I'm in class, I just like make up in my head that someone's trying to videotape me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm joking.
That was not made up. Just admit it, boo. That wasn't made up.
I just think it sounds funny just me thinking that people are videotaping you even though I'm not.
All right,
I've never thought that.
So if you would have been a country singer in Nashville, this could have been your life.
I would never been a country singer. Oh, I don't like country.
No, sing for us. Sing one ballad I Have Died a Thousand Days.
I can't sing anymore.
How about we all go down and we have to honestly sing?
Yeah, like, no joke. I'm done with these. I can't sing. I don't even know.
What's a song we all know?
No, I haven't sang forever.
Wait, how about Jow of Hearts? I have died.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, it's seriously no
I
joke.
I have died every day waiting for you, darling. Okay, that's the best I can do.
Wait, you went to voice lessons, I thought.
Wait, that didn't sound good.
But I thought you did voice lessons. Like, I did. Know what note or two.
That was good.
Okay, your turn.
I don't know that song.
Just sing it.
No, just sing
it. Okay, you go, Jacob.
I have died a thousand years waiting
Jacob.
For you.
Sing
no.
Go,
I
Jacob.
I have died a thousand years waiting for you.
I'm covering my ear like I'm in the studio. I have died a thousand years waiting for you. That was my serious one.
Beautiful.
To me, it sounds good, but be honest. Like, if you heard that on the radio, would you be like, he has a chance? Would he be no?
It sounded good from that one line.
It sounded good from that one line.
Didn't you guys say that? Let me do one more line. Okay. Darling, I'll be afraid. I'll be with you for a thousand.
Okay, do you think you're gonna get discovered?
I think Screwed Up Blondes watching.
I know, but
I think you're supposed to get into the song, not start laughing in a really serious.
But I'm not even
part.
Kidding. Is there times where you're singing in your car and sometimes I think, oh my god, I might actually be a really good singer.
Oh, yeah. All the time. I'm like, oh my god, if people heard me, they would
I know.
Be like,
sometimes
whoa.
I'm singing that too, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I might actually be like actually very talented.
I think
at singing.
I'm better than they are.
Oh, there is points where I'm driving. This sounds so dumb. Why I actually think to myself, wait, like, shouldn't I start actually trying to do this? Like it sounds so fun being in a music video. That's the only reason why I want to be a pop star is to have a music video.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so cool.
Like, a legit music video where I'm on a pirate ship. I just watched Gwen Stefani.
You could be like Lady Gaga and then have an Oscar-worthy movie out now.
I know. Lady Gaga is making it.
Yeah.
Love it. So, to go back to the celebrity gossip, what celebrity gossip websites do you frequent now?
People.com and TMZ are my two main ones. I used to do Radar Online all the time, but some of it was getting sort of inquiry-ish.
What does that mean?
Does that mean fake?
Like, some of it was quite fake, but still, if you saw it on there, it usually would come true. It usually
So are there any hot celebrity gossips that you want to give your opinion on?
No, there hasn't been a lot lately. I mean, I can't stand Justin's hair right now. Hate it. Just
you
hate
think
it.
You don't like the greasy
It is not needs, Molly Cruikshank approved.
He just needs to comb it. And
what do you think about Meghan Markle being Prague?
Oh, well, Pippa and Pippa just had her baby last
night. Who the hell is Pippa?
I don't know. Is that Kate Hippy the pig?
Kate Middleton's sister Pippa, who made such a huge deal at Kate and William's wedding.
What'd she do?
She was the maid of honor, and everyone talked about how gorgeous she was.
Was she the one with the big ass?
No.
Who's the one with the big butt?
What? Who has a big butt?
I swear one of them has a big butt, and they all say, oh, she has a nice big butt.
It's nobody so funny has a big butt and they cannot lie. Nobody
you
does.
Said big ass at first, thinking like, okay, that sounds like that's not too gross.
Are you sure none of them have a big butt?
No.
I swear there's someone in the royal family who has a big butt. I'm going to Google right now, royal family big butt.
Oh my gosh.
Queen Elizabeth? No.
So,
no, but anyway, yeah, so Megan, but anyway, Pippa had her baby last night, but anyway.
Who's Pippa? Okay, yeah.
Pippa
okay,
is you can... Kate's sister, but yeah, okay. Megan's pregnant, and I think it's awesome. I hope they have an LOG.
So, oh my God, there's a...
Wait,
oh
you
my
don't
God,
even know? You didn't ask me what an LOG is.
What's
an
LOG?
Oh, sorry, I was Googling.
A baby that is in the League of Gingers.
Oh my God. Gosh. Gingers are going extinct, so that's good. Okay, just so you know, Pippa's the one. Like, I Googled royal family
Pippa
big butt.
Pippa does not have a big
okay,
butt.
Okay, look.
I want to see a photo.
13... Oh, why would they have this article then? 13 pics of Pippa's infamous bum we can't take our eyes off of.
Oh my God, that's because she's gorgeous. It's her bum is not... Oh
apparently, that's
God.
Why she's famous. I knew there was a butt person.
You know what?
Her.
She looks a little bit like
okay.
Meghan Markle.
I just searched Pippa's ass and here's what came up, guys. I literally searched
ew.
Pippa's
ass. It doesn't
ass.
Even look... Yeah, it just looks normal.
That's not even her.
Oh wait,
is it?
Oh wait, I guess like it's like... Like,
well,
oh.
No, but it's not big. It's just perfect.
Oh, I think it's because we're used to seeing like Kim Kardashian giant yes. ass.
I know, literally not even natural. That's what's funny is that when I think big ass, I'm like, literally have such a big ass that you kind of have to like, it hurts. Like, I don't know.
Wait, what hurts? Oh, pooping?
It, just everything. Oh my gosh, baby, diaper rash on a big ass. Ew,
oh,
I'm
awful.
Puking.
Well, that's
it'd
good. We
awful.
Found out that one of the royal families is known for their butt.
But you do follow one indie website that like literally no one knows about except you.
What is it?
And our sister.
Oh, the Blind Gossip?
The
yeah.
Blind Gossip?
Does anyone
I
use
don't
that?
Follow it, really. Maria does.
It, like, it's so weird reading the... I love it, but it's weird because it's like... It's like they don't, you know who they're talking about, but they don't
see. Now, see,
them
I
name.
Always know because I always know all that stuff.
So
usually they've contacted me before they even put it up.
What do you think about one of the cheater girls getting married?
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Oh my God, you need to get up on your celeb gossip.
No, I did know that. Which one, though? It's not the one that dated Rob.
Oh, the blonde one. They don't yeah. have names.
You know
do
what?
They?
I don't really care.
What?
Lucas
sorry.
Already mentioned this in his video, but I want to know how do all of these people fly private? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
She made good money on Cheetah Girls, but how does she afford to fly private?
Oh, wait. You have there is an Instagram of her flying private. That's how you said that, right?
I bet she...
Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Is that how she did
she
it?
She probably
oh, no,
is
just...
marrying some really, really rich, rich guy.
You should fly. You should grow your Instagram so you can fly private.
I would never fly private. That'd be terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I'd be scared.
Post Malone's flight almost like the
Post
tile
Malone's.
Path. We never.
Oh yeah, that was
that.
Last week. That was last
that,
week.
When once I heard that, even though I don't fly private, I thought I'm never gonna fly private. Even ugh, though I
scary.
Don't fly private.
Well, and look at what's their name and what's their name.
Alaya?
No, I'm
she
talking
died on
about
a private jet.
No, I'm talking about like 10 years ago. The DJ who was with
DJ Khaled.
Who was with
Avicii.
No.
Calvin Harris?
No, wait, stop. The DJ who was
DJ
with
Snake.
Nicki. No.
David Guetta?
No, stop. Anyway, they got in a big plane crash and got, and everyone died except them, and they had major burns. It was a da 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 da.
Are you thinking about Sean Kingston's jet ski?
No. He was with, who's Paris Hilton's good friend, Lionel Richie's daughter?
Nicole
Richie. He had been with her forever.
Good Charlotte?
DJ. No, and he ended up committing suicide.
Oh, Avicii.
And Barker. Travis Barker was the...
Oh my God, that's
wait,
so
Travis
sad.
Barker's still alive.
I know, but he was in this plane crash.
I find it so... Oh, he was in it? But he's still alive.
I know him and this DJ who ended up committing suicide.
Well, they're the only ones who survived?
They're the only ones who survived. But it was a small, it was a private plane crash.
That's why I would never go on a private plane.
When, all that I thought about was... there was a video of Travis Barker's like... Dotto like trying to get a picture with Kylie Jenner, even though they live in the same neighborhood. So I always wonder this, but she tried to get a picture and Kylie pushed her away. But they live in the same neighborhood, so I don't
that's mean.
Get why she. I think they. I
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that video.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. It was so
funny. That's sad.
But what were you going to say?
I don't. Oh, I was thinking then about those one cruises.
Oh, we watched a video, worst cruise ship moments. And let me tell you, that shit was scary.
Oh, that's another scary video we watched, worst cruise ship moments.
It looked so scary. I don't ever want to go like on a cruise ship. It
was like the Titanic. Yeah, I won't go on a cruise.
Like, we already know if the cruise ship fell, it's not going to be that glamorous. No one's going to draw you naked.
You know,
like,
what? I think we're safest.
Oh, yeah, that's so sad that if you do die on a cruise ship, you aren't going to get drawn naked like Rose did. You know?
No. I feel like when you think about that
photo didn't... She did a naked photo shoot and then it just drowned the photo. But then they ended up finding it. Remember that part of the... Isn't that part of the movie where like they find the naked photo and they're like, it's an artifact that they found in the ocean?
I don't remember. I just remember the real pretty Pomeranian.
There's a Pomeranian in Titanic?
Remember the little old lady? The old lady has a white, perfect Pomeranian like Luna.
Aww.
Well, that's cute. I think it would be fun getting drawn naked and hanging up in your living room. That just seems fun.
I think we're probably safest just sitting in the back seat of this Chevy Traverse and never leaving.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
Oh, I don't know, because everything's scary.
Oh, yeah, cruise ships? That's a fake movie, Mom, Titanic.
I know, but those cruise ship videos weren't fake.
I know. They all survived.
Those made me, like, they just...
What about the people who fall off the side and they never find them and they don't realize it till like, the next day?
Oh, I didn't even know that happened.
Oh, that was 100 miles ago.
What if someone's listening to this from a cruise ship?
That happens.
Oh my God, don't go near the edge.
All the time.
Wait, are you lying for you?
Yeah, they get drunk and fall over.
What do you hear about this?
Oh my gosh, they get drunk and fall over. And
I'm sure that does happen.
Yeah, they don't realize it until the next day.
They're probably trying to reenact the Jack and Rose thing of hanging over their edge.
Yeah.
She made it look so glamorous.
Sounds like something that I would do. Also, another thing, this has nothing to do with, but why are limos not in style anymore? Like, why is it not cool to pull up in a limo?
It isn't. I still think it is.
I think it is.
Well, like, I'm just basing this off Hollywood fix. No one ever pulls up in a limo anywhere.
Well, it seems like they always pull up in a black Suburban, but, Mom, you should try it. Mom, when you become a pop star, you should bring limos back.
I'm getting you a record deal.
I'd want a limo.
We get the limo out front.
Wait, can you please? No, Lucas, just to prove if you're good at singing, can you sing the part of Shallow that you were singing?
Okay, now you do it.
What is that?
That's just the A Star is Born song.
What?
A Star is Born, Lady Gaga.
Okay. I don't know
Sing Do Re Mi. Just sing it seriously, no less. We'll both look that way.
Well, Mom, you can't be shy.
I know you haven't done it yet.
If you
want
to be a pop star, you can't freeze off.
This will make Joe Jones.
Mi fa sol la ti do.
Oh my gosh, Harvey Weinstein, if you're listening, sign her.
Yeah. He's in prison.
I meant to say Simon Cowell.
I'm just letting you guys know.
Oh wait, Harvey, never, not Harvey Weinstein.
I had a cat named Harvey.
Wait, you support him?
No, I had a cat named Harvey when I was little.
Oh my
God. The Peninsula Hotel is where it all happened.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to end the podcast here because our mom just gave her singing. So if you're in the know, if you have contacts, be sure to set her up with a record deal and we'll get her debut single out on the charts ASAP. Thank you so much for doing Rose Before Rose. Do you have what people can follow you on social media where?
On Instagram and Twitter, even though I just look at other people's Twitter.
Molly Cruikshank? She's
Molly Cruikshank on Instagram. She's active, Molly Cruikshank. Also, Snapchat, Molly Cruikshank.
Very active on Snapchat.
You can watch her stories. She's always storying.
And
Facebook, but not a lot.
Do you answer your Instagram DMs?
No.
Oh, okay, so you don't have a chance of talking with her, but...
Well, no, I will if they show me what to do.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Bros.
You're so
What's
welcome.
Your life motto?
Thanks for having me as a hoe. Huh?
What's your motto?
Be happy and be you.
Aww.
Do you actually believe that or are you just saying that to be
Do you recommend other people to have 8 kids?
No.
You regret us?
No, it costs a lot of money and people think you're crazy.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
No,
so
yeah,
out
it's
of embarrassment?
Fun.
No,
it's fun, but yeah, just be you, boo.
Oh, that's a good motto.
I know.
That could be the name of your debut single.
Be you, boo. You know that you're in the strip club. Be you, boo.
All right. Well, don't forget to subscribe whatever platform you're listening to this on, and also give it a big 5 stars because that really helps us out.
And yeah, so
I guess we're gonna end it.
Okay.
Bye, hoes.
Five stars. Bye. Love you.